We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are joined by our first guest here. This is Cindy Smith. Cindy, thank you so much for joining us. First off, I understand you received your diagnosis in 2015 and that you're a twin.
I am.
Is your twin sister here?
There she is.
So, Susan, do you want to come over and sit with us? You're welcome to sit anywhere. If you want to sit on one of those green chairs or the couch right here.
You can sit next to Andy.
I'm married to a twin. My wife's a twin.
There you go.
So I live the twin world.
Now she comes over.
All right. I see you guys are both decked out. For our listeners who can't see you, you're decked out in your Red Sox stuff. So we have to talk to you first off. How are you feeling about this season?
Oh, boy.
Well, we're probably more enthusiastic about research now.
Yes. Now.
But, you know, I pray for them every night and send angels to the
parents. If you know, we're speaking to Alex Cora at 2:30. So if you could ask a question to Alex Cora, and I'll ask it for you, what would you ask him?
Well, I think maybe he has to be a little sterner.
Oh.
Ooh.
Okay.
A little more authoritative.
Okay.
I came from a big Irish family.
Oh, okay.
Beautiful. So, sterner.
Everybody needs to get punished.
That's right.
A little more strict. Okay. Right, good. We'll see. It's not over yet, so maybe he can do that between now and the end of the year.
So
whip him into shape.
There's always a chance.
Cindy is joined by her doctor, Dr. James Cleary. And I understand that Cindy just recently started a new treatment that wasn't available when she first received that diagnosis 7 years ago. Can you tell us a little bit about how that treatment came about and her journey to that treatment?
Yeah. First of all, thank you so much for having us. We're so excited to be here. Part of the biggest part of her journey being here, we met a few years ago, and Cindy has always overachieved. Last summer was probably a low point for us. We were going to come to this telecon, and I gave her a treatment, and she got so sick I actually had to tell her she couldn't come. And so we've been talking about coming back here for the whole year, so we're incredibly excited to be here. The treatment she started just a couple weeks ago is using a new type of radiation therapy that goes straight to the tumor, kind of like a guided missile. And it wasn't available a couple of years ago. And it's really revolutionizing not just neuroendocrine cancers, but different cancers like prostate cancer are also using this kind of technique. So it's something we're really excited about.
So I know that initially you were misdiagnosed.
Yes.
And yesterday we had a young lady on who was also misdiagnosed. And when they did her scan, they thought she had an extra kidney. Yeah. I feel like we hear this a lot. What happened with you initially?
5 years before I was diagnosed, they thought I had food allergies because the symptoms were the same. I would eat something, I would flush, I would get upset stomachs. And so for 5 years, they were trying to figure that out. And finally, they just said, you have to eat clean. And then one day, my legs were so swollen, I could hardly walk. And I went to the emergency room and was admitted just for swollen legs. And then they called in a cardiologist. And when he did his tests, he found that I had a leaky tricuspid valve and a pulmonary hypertension. And I'm like, what? That can't be. I only have swollen legs. And then he said, on one of your scans, we saw spots on your liver. I'm like, where is my liver?
Right.
I knew I had one, but I didn't drink. I didn't smoke. And so they said, we have to do a biopsy. And I'm sure they knew right then that it was something far more than I ever imagined. But what happened was it was the tumors in my liver that caused the damage to my heart. And if they had found that the 5 years before, that wouldn't have happened.
So once you received that diagnosis, I understand your sister Susan, your twin sister, was part of the emphasis of friends and family behind you saying, let's get to Dana-Farber. They are the experts. So what did you find when you got to Dana-Farber for your treatment?
Well, you know, Dana-Farber, you know you're not there for a hangnail when you go in there. And so it was a little overwhelming. But I met Dr. Cleary, and God smiled on me that day when I walked in. And then now I have this huge medical team that takes care of me, the nurses. You know, I go every month, and I've been going every month for 7 years. So you get very attached to everybody. You get to know their families and their grandchildren. And it's a phenomenal thing. And I really don't think I have a medical team. I have a love team. People that just with all the love they have take care of you. It's an amazing, amazing experience.
Do you think that's just as important as the actual medical treatments, that support system outside of the medical treatment?
It's amazing. And they treat the whole person. And one of the best people, besides, of course, Dr. Cleary, is, you know, I have a palliative care social worker that I can talk to, because sometimes you don't want to tell your family that you're worried, that something's bothering you.
Right.
So you have a social worker that can direct you or have you read a book or something like that. So I was very grateful to have my social worker, Nancy, helping me with that.
Dr. Cleary, one of the things I read was one of the challenges with this type of cancer is that with IBS, and I personally have IBS, I know even IBS is kind of a catch-all diagnosis,
yeah.
that's a whole weird world when you have digestive issues, and it's kind of scary that it could get misdiagnosed.
Oh, yeah, it's really an important point you brought up. I think anyone who has a rare illness, Cindy's story rings a bell with, that they thought she had something called lupus because she was getting flushing in her face, and I don't blame the doctors. It's just a really rare illness. And so it's tough to get diagnosed. It's tough to get the right treatments. But that's awfully frustrating for the people who have the rare cancer.
And how important is it, and Susan, it sounds like you were part of this, to question or to push or to, if you don't think the diagnosis is right, maybe go the next step, go to the experts. How important is that?
Yeah, you know, I think especially in healthcare today, everybody's busy, and I do think patients have to advocate for themselves. So I think you go in and you talk to your healthcare professional, they give you a diagnosis, and you see how it goes. You should be getting better, and if you're not getting better, I think you should go back and get reevaluated. And so I think that step in saying, okay, our plan isn't working. Like, there's always a plan, and if that plan's not working, going back, getting reassessed, I think it's incredibly important advocating
right.
for yourself.
Now, Cindy, you said that I read that you are an artist. You like to paint.
I love to paint.
You love to paint. All right. So are we talking abstracts? What's our theme? Watercolors? Like, is it?
Well, I used to own an art studio,
okay.
So I taught everything. I taught landscape painting and all that, but I was a florist, so my thing is flowers. So I love to paint flowers.
You're a big Red Sox fan, so right? Any players? Can you paint a flower version of Xander Bogaerts? If he was a flower, what would he be?
Xander Bogaerts made of hydrangeas.
Yeah.
Right.
Each Red Sox player.
He'd be a beautiful hibiscus.
That's what he would be.
Oh,
yeah.
Wonderful. I like the vision.
Can you teach
it.
Anybody to paint?
I can teach anybody to paint.
Wait,
Dr.
can you
teach?
I can vouch for that.
Really?
She taught
oh.
me to paint. I am the worst artist in the world, and she taught me to paint.
Really?
Yes.
I think that's fascinating.
We had a fundraiser for Dr. Cleary's research. And 1 year, and then he didn't know about it. So when we brought him the check and the bottle of wine that we served and the painting, and I said, what can we do next year for it? He said, well, I'd like to come to it. And I'm like, okay. Like, now we can't spread it out. We have to do it all in one night. So we had it at a local church. We had 180 people painting, 20 teachers, and we raised $11,000.
Wow.
Just
awesome.
Painting. And then Dr. Cleary came to it. And spoke, and everybody fell in love with him because he's so humble and he's so smart. And then he sat down and painted, and all those ladies just zoomed around that table to help him.
So what'd you paint?
You know, I still have it. It was a
happy face.
It was a sunset, and the whole theme was hope. And I have it in my office. It's
wow.
great. People can't believe I did it. The honest truth is I probably had a lot of help, but it looks
okay.
it looks really
we all
good.
Need help.
Absolutely. Well, Cindy, Susan, Dr. Cleary, thank you so much for
Thanks,
joining
guys.
Us.
Thank you.
And be sure to tune in just about 15 minutes because
yeah.
we're going to have Alex Cora here
oh.
to talk to us about the Red Sox.
I'm going to tell him what you said.
I think
yeah,
she has something
ask.
She'd like
oh,
to
you got
do
something?
Before we go.
I do. The bank that I just retired from that never let me fight alone because they were with me when I was told over the phone that I had cancer. they've sent a check for Dr. Cleary's research.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
For $2,500.
Wow.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
That's incredible.
Thank you.
All right. And what's the name of that bank?
Bank Hometown.
Bank Hometown. All right. Well, thank you, Bank Hometown, and thank you.
Thank
you both.
Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Thank you for joining us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.